Welcome back to Streets of Gold. I'm your host, Lisa Scott. Recently, we had a chance to sit down and talk with Barry McGuire. We asked him about how he got involved in the music business in the first place.
Well, I didn't start singing until I was about 25. I was working as a pipe fitter, and I went to a coffee house one night back in the late 50s, early 60s, and I heard a guy playing guitar, singing songs, folk songs, and I fell in love with folk music, and then I heard the Kingston Trio, and just, you know, different folk singers of the day that were really hot, Bob Gibson, Hamilton Camp, people that probably nobody even know of that much these days, but they were really my mentors and my heroes. So I went home and bought me a guitar and learned how to play it. And first thing I knew, because I had so much fun singing, I was offered a job singing. And I only knew about four songs, but the guy says, listen, just sing and, you know. And it was a restaurant bar kind of a thing, and I was sitting in the bar section and singing, and people were buying me drinks and giving me tips. That night I made about $70 in tips and $50 from the guy who owned the restaurant, and he says, come back next Monday and we'll do it again. I couldn't believe it. I made $100. It's like going to a party and somebody paying you $100, $150 and saying, come back next week. And I said, I sure will. So that week I learned three more songs. So the next week when I went back, I knew like five or six songs, and then every week I'd add two or three songs to my repertoire. And by the end of summer, I started working in other clubs. Club owners would come in, they'd see how much fun the audience was having, and they'd ask me to come and sing in their places. And so I wound up singing at a restaurant in Westwood Village, and then down at E Little Club in Beverly Hills, and then I started working up in Hollywood at the Troubadour and places like that. And I got in the New Christy Minstrels and wrote the song Green Green, became a big hit for the Christies, and then in 1971, got to reading a New Testament and realized that Jesus actually made it possible for me to step out from under my load of guilt, you know, that he paid my debt for me, and nobody else did that, and if I wanted to be debt-free, he was offering me that. And only an idiot's gonna, you know, go into the electric chair when the door is open on the other side of the room. So I stepped through the door and have been following Jesus ever since then.
Yeah, in 1965, he wrote and recorded a song about the Vietnam War. Not realizing the message in that song would also have a Christian message to the world. He re-recorded the song soon after he became a Christian, and yes, he still performs this song to this day in his concerts, and it is still very appropriate to the time we live in. Eve of Destruction from Barry McGuire on Streets of Gold.
Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. Don't believe in war. Ah, tell me, what's that gun you're toting? Even the Jordan River has bodies floating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, saying you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. If you're still alive, you can hear this song. You know this world cannot survive, cause something's all gone wrong. You may not like hearing it, you may be right in front. fear in here. This land of ours is dying, and you know it won't be long till it's gone. And she's building up a debt she can never pay, piling up the bodies she can't hide away. Her godless people failing her like drunken seamen sailing her, head on upon a deadly reef of greed and moral decay. So I don't blame God for the sins of America. America's fallen from the ways of the Lord. Don't blame God for the sins of America. Living for the dollar, she'll be dying by the song. On every silver coin, every dollar bill, read the words, in God we trust, while out of fear we kill. The freedom's just a mockery, communist democracy, materialistic pleasure slaves looking for another thrill. We got million-dollar churches, but nobody's on their knees. Well, there's so many selfish people who just doing what they please. You know, we're sending people to the moon. We got a TV set in every room. We're just to watch a world that's dying from starvation and disease. Oh, don't blame God for the sins of America. America is falling from the ways of the Lord.
Then after I became a Christian, I didn't sing for quite a while. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. I just knew everything I'd been doing wasn't it. And a fellow counseled me, a guy named Winky Pratt, and he says, you know, God doesn't want you just to give up the wicked, rotten, evil things in your life. He says he wants you to give up everything, the good and the bad, pour it all out. Everything you think, everything you know, everything you imagine, all of your talents, everything you do, pour it out. And present yourself as an empty vessel before God, and let Him pour back into your life those things which He has for you. He says that He may not pour me, that may not be His finest for you, music. He may never give that back to you. He said, but if you'll trust Him, He will pour into your life the things that will give you the richest experience, life experience. So I said, okay. So I stopped singing and just started reading my Bible. And about a year later, songs started coming, just little worship songs, you know. And then experiential songs started coming, and parable kind of songs like Cosmic Cowboy, stuff like that. And people started inviting me around to sing, so that's what I've been doing for the last 25 years.
His first Christian album, called Seeds, came out in 73, and this is a cut from that album, Love Is, Barry McGuire on Streets of Gold.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and all thy strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Well, love is gentle, love is kind, and love is given, but but it's not blind. And love is choosing for the right, rejecting the wrong. Thou shalt love the Lord thy thyself. Well, love is keeping his commands. Greater love had no man than he laid down his life for a friend. Love love is quiet, love is strong, and love is patient, suffering long. Where love lives, there is no as thyself.
Oh, you want to talk songs that bring back memories? All right, this one will take you back. Bullfrogs and Butterflies. You ever sing that in children's church? Well, Barry McGuire was the guy behind that song. We asked him, how in the world did he come up with that song?
Well, I was in Australia, and my son was about 2 years old. My daughter was just born, and I was wanting them to know about this new life that exploded inside of me, that I wasn't always who I am now, and about becoming a new creation in Christ. And I thought, how can I communicate that to my little children? And so being in Australia, and a guy was driving the car, and I was sitting on the wrong side of the car with no steering. I was sitting on the steering wheel side, but there was no steering wheel. And we were driving on the wrong side of the road, and I thought, good time to write a song. So I was had my head down, and I'd been praying about this tune for days. I mean, really, weeks, really. And finally, first thing came to my brain was bullfrogs, and I thought, oh, man. You know, how they became a new thing. And then in Butterflies, they've both been born again. And I thought, man, that's just what I'd want. So I wrote it down. And then the whole song just came full blown. By the time we got to where we were going, I had all the words written down. I went to my, you know, I went and got a sound test, and I was doing a concert that night. Checked out the sound, went back to my dressing room and wrote the melody for it. And it hasn't changed since then.
Come on, I'm gonna teach y'all a new song. You're gonna love it. Here it goes. I'm singing about bullfrogs and butterflies. We've both been born again. Come on, try it with me. Bullfrogs and butterflies. We've both been born again. That's it. Come on. Bullfrogs and butterflies. We've both been born again. Whoa.
He couldn't croak or jump to save his soul. But then one day, here's the funniest thing, why he started growing, turning green. Yes, he jumped up on a lily pad, and he's croaking out a song, gave it all to had. On a blade of grass, she noticed in the days going by so fast. She's a lovely little lady, she's looking for a room. She's weaving and spinning out a fine cocoon. Why, it didn't take long till she saw the sky. Spread your wings, you butterfly.
I love it. Bullfrogs and Butterflies from Barry McGuire on Streets of Gold. I'm your host, Lisa Scott, and we've got more of our talk with Barry McGuire after this.